What comes to your mind when you hear the word archive? An old library? Temperature and pH control spaces filled with objects from the past? Journals detailing lives once lived boxed in an attic? As part of the creative process, artists across every medium use their work to capture the essence of a time, a place, or a person, real or imagined, pushing the boundaries of what the archive can be. Moving from the more traditional static notion of the archive form and infusing it with the warmth of living memory.
Every Sunday night on terrestrial TV, it was called Tales by Moonlight.
We literally grew up in emptiness just in nature, so like most of my gaming experiences are actually imaginary games.
She would tell us how she managed to tame some of these creatures and they would do her bidding.
But something happens within Western art history where paintings, particularly historical paintings, always depicted her as being European, usually blonde European, but they never changed, you know, her origins. She's still the Ethiopian princess.
I'm Laurent John, Studios Coordinator at Somerset House. Welcome to the Echoic Archive, the second series of the Somerset House podcast. In this four-part series, we'll be connecting artists from inside and outside the Somerset House community to explore the role of the artist in archiving. This series is produced by audio artist and creative producer Waylon Mackenzie Witter, whose stylistic approach to editing, recording, and mixing the series was influenced by the pioneering techniques of dub producers like King Tubby, Prince Jammy, Sir Lloyd Coxon, and the late, great Lee Scratch Perry. Waylon references the use of echoes, reverb, and sampling for the sound design of this series, layering these techniques and producing his own archive in the process.
My approach to this has been just archiving those kind of skills, those approaches that aren't usually thought of, but are actually the bedrock of everything we do today.